You're listening to the KIIC News Live at 5. I am Beth Hunter in for Tom Williamson, and joining me tonight for the news is Macy Romanko and Savannah Stalzer. So great to have you here with us tonight. I know you ladies have been working very hard on the JDRF benefit bash at the American Legion coming up on March 24th. What have you been doing?
Oh gosh, it's been a busy year. I mean, with t-shirt sales, we've sold over 300 t-shirts this year. I mean, those just went off the charts. We've been going around getting a ton of auction items.
Good job. And that's Macy talking there. All right, Savannah, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been to a few of the meetings, and we helped pick out our entertainment for the benefit bash, and that is... I don't remember the name.
It is Chad Thornsberry, and I've been listening to his comedy. He has been a school teacher, so he has a lot to talk about what he's observed in the classroom, and then day-to-day living as well. Pretty funny guy, a great comedian. And I know that Jerrianne Ritter is going to be a guest speaker at this event, and I know, Savannah, that you are wearing an insulin pump, and you are also wearing a sensor which monitors your blood glucose constantly.
Yes, so they're two separate devices and they work independently, but they certainly help out with controlling my diabetes.
And Jerrianne Ritter has a young son, I believe diagnosed at 6 years old, who is probably wearing an insulin pump. We're gonna learn about that at this evening. I'm also guessing that she has a little bit of magic that your mom, Mindy, has as well. So you're wearing an insulin pump, you're wearing a sensor, and what does that help your mom do?
So my sensor communicates with my phone, and then my phone sends what my blood sugar's at to my mom, so it's a peace of mind for her as well.
Such peace of mind. Now, can your mom remotely give you a bolus?
No, she cannot. That's all up to me.
Okay. Now, do you then, and bolus is taking insulin, but it's not through a needle. It's almost an artificial pancreas kind of a thing. We won't get into the nuts and bolts of it. But now, can you tell your insulin pump to give you insulin through your phone?
No, so I have to deliver through my insulin pump.
Okay. I wondered about that because, you know, when you want to take some insulin, you kind of have to get the pump out of wherever it is, whether it's the top of your pants, or for us ladies, we can pack them around in our bras. You know, and there are also devices that you can use to strap them to the calf of your leg. So it would be really nice if we could remotely just grab our phones and tell our insulin pump that we want some insulin, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that is definitely... a feature of the Medtronic 670G insulin pump. And Macy, I hear you're headed for one of those.
Yeah, I've been looking into this insulin pump just for various reasons. I have a Medtronic pump right now, but I mean, technology has changed so much over the years. And with me going to Cedar Falls next year for college, I'm going to be on my own. And with that new insulin pump, I can have that sensor just like Savannah, and I can just look on my phone and send it out to my mom with her not being with me.
That's phenomenal. And it gives everybody peace of mind. It's not easy to be a diabetic. They're both shaking their heads. No, it is not easy. When you compare your lifestyle and your food choices to that of your friends, do you feel like you have a different lifestyle? I'm going to ask you first, Savannah. Is your lifestyle a little different because you're diabetic?
It's a little different. Like, I have to restrict when I eat, like before I go to bed, but I can usually eat a lot of the same stuff that my friends have.
That's due to the insulin pump. And Macy, do you feel like your life is a lot different than your friends?
I don't think that, but you can't tell it on the outside.
You can't
tell I have diabetes. It's just when you have to break it down and when you have to check your blood sugar in front of everyone. I mean, it's just the little things that stick out the most.
Yeah. Okay, so this JDRF annual juvenile diabetes bash is sponsored by Hy-Vee. And what a great match. Our local grocer, who we go to for nutrition, has for 20 years here in Albia been helping us put on these fundraisers that all proceeds go to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. So hats off to Hy-Vee. Brent Yeager is in the house tonight. And Brent, we want to say a big thank you to you, to Hy-Vee Corporate, and to all of the employees at our local Hy-Vee on Highway 34 here in Albia. Hats off. Two thumbs up. What do you say, ladies, for helping us do this?
Yes. I mean, Hy-Vee is just outstanding. I mean, they put in the time and effort. It's just awesome to have such a giving community.
And Macy, you have been selling T-shirts. Can I ask you to put a post at My Classic Cafe on Facebook of the T-shirt, so if folks want to buy a T-shirt and make that part of their contribution, they could do that? Or do you have T-shirts still available?
Well, we've actually, like, we've sold out once, oh! And we already had to order more transfers, but there's only about 8 transfers left, so maybe we can keep that in mind for next year.
Okay. Oh, so they missed their chance. But you don't want to miss your chance. Admission to this event on the 24th at the American Legion is $25, and that includes your dinner and entertainment. Comedian Chad Thornsberry, as we mentioned before, you can meet and greet with Jerry Ann Ritter. I know she's going to have a lot to talk about. 6 years old is very young. And Savannah, I know this answer, but I'm going to ask you to tell us again. How old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed the day after my 8th birthday.
Wow. Macy, how old were you?
I was 10.
You were 10.
Yep.
Okay, so I have to track back here. Savannah, how many years have you been diabetic?
7.
Okay, and Macy?
It will be 9 years this May.
9 years. Congratulations, girls. You've been great leaders, and in my heart, you are champions, just champions. Great leaders in putting together these fundraisers. So, Savannah, you initially, at 8 years old, I recall this, you did not have enough body fat to wear an insulin pump, because that insulin has to be delivered and attached onto at least an inch of body fat. So you were pretty lean at 8 years old, which, a new diagnosis, that kind of makes sense, because in a juvenile diabetic, when those insulin cells in your body are absent, the sugar cells break down your fat cells, and I'm sure you were very lean. But now you are wearing an insulin pump. So I am curious to know from you what the real differences are for you in your lifestyle between using a needle and a bottle of insulin and wearing an insulin pump.
It's definitely a lot easier to have the insulin pump because I don't have to carry around syringes and insulin with me wherever I go. And it makes me feel a lot more independent because I can eat whatever I want, really, whenever. And it's just a lot easier.
It's wonderful to hear that. I'm so happy for both of you. You're champions. You are champions to me. Okay, so Macy, I'm going to ask this one of you, and I'm coming from the hip here. What do you think is the most important thing for a new diabetic, to know?
Oh, I don't know if I can pick out just one, but the one thing maybe you got to keep in mind is you just have to be very responsible and take care of yourself.
That's good advice. We're going to play a little diabetic game when we come back from these words for our sponsors. We're back. You're listening to the KIIC News Live at 5. I'm Beth Hunter, in for Tom Williamson. Joining me tonight on this newscast are Savannah Stalzer and Macy Romanko, both type 1 diabetics, both wearing insulin pumps. Bravo, and they are champions. And young, and making it happen for a fundraiser coming up at the American Legion on the 24th of March. Be there. So we're going to play a little game, ladies. When I met you both, I would have been calling you girls, but you're ladies now, and yeah. Okay, so Savannah, I'm going to start with you. We're going to bust a couple of myths here between eating sugar-free and not sugar-free. So Savannah, how many carbs, and we count carbs, are in 1/2 cup of sugar-free ice cream?
16 carbs.
16 carbs. Okay, so I'm going to take like 1.4 units of insulin for that, right? All right. So Macy, how many carbs are in 1/2 cup of ice cream?
oh, this one might get me, but it's actually 16 carbs too.
16 carbs, whether it's sugar-free or not. So if you had a choice, well, let's see, are you going to go to a birthday party? Do you think anybody's going to have sugar-free ice cream?
No.
Yeah, a birthday party, they're not going to do that. So if you're there and that's what they're having, I mean, you could say what I hear a lot of people say, oh, I can't have that. But instead, you look at it and go, yes, I'd love some ice cream. Hey, sounds good to me. All right, this is one of the fun ones. So I'm going to start with you again, Savannah. How many carbs do you think there is in a piece of sugar-free chewing gum?
2 carbs per piece.
All right, Macy, you get to break the ice here. How many carbs do you think that there are in a piece of gum with sugar?
2 carbs a piece.
2 carbs a piece. So sugar-free versus gum with sugar, it's the same amount of carbs. So Macy, if you had to choose between a piece of Bubblicious and a piece of extra bubble gum, the sugar-free, which one would you rather blow bubbles with?
Definitely Bubblicious.
Yeah, me too. And in fact, I think it takes 2 pieces of the other, you know, the sticks. And Bubblicious is going to blow a bubble. It's a chunk. That's what I'm talking about. And one of the things I want to talk about that I just think is so fun, we're talking about 16 carbs, which really isn't very many carbs in ice cream. So now let's say that you have a Hershey bar, all right, and it has like 17 little bitty squares. It melts in your mouth. It is so delicious. It's almost Easter. How many carbs do you think is in like a 17-piece Hershey bar, Macy?
20 carbs.
20 carbs. And ding, 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 she's right. And, you know, it's a simple sugar. So you do have to be careful when you eat chocolate bars because that simple sugar metabolizes very quickly. It's in your system and it's out of your system. So, it can be tricky if you're going to eat chocolate. That's a nice thing about wearing an insulin pump, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's all the more reason for us to thank the folks that come out to the JDRF Benefit Bash and give so generously, because you two are sitting here grinning at me and you will grow to be older than I am because of technology and because of the great things and the great strides that we've made in treating type 1 diabetes. So I commend you girls. I want to know you all of your lives. I want to know you all of your lives. When you're all grown up, you come back and find me, will you?
Oh, yes.
All right. Sounds good to me. Now, here is one of these foods that rolls around at my house. I hear a lot of people who are non-diabetics who say, oh, you better not eat very much of that. And that is watermelon, okay? So if you had a 1-cup measuring cup, which, hey, that's pretty big, all right? 1 cup of watermelon, Savannah, how many carbs do you think 1 cup of watermelon is?
Around 11 carbs.
Around 11 carbs. Less than a chocolate bar, but let's see, a little bit less than ice cream. So if you were going to compare that then to another food, an orange is 11 carbs.
Yes.
As well. So it's good to know. All right, so this is the one that gets me every time. I love this one. A cup of cereal. Most cereals, 1 cup, average about 38 carbs just for the cereal. And then you're going to add a cup of milk to that. And Savannah, do you know how many carbs are in a cup of milk?
Around 12.
Okay, I agree with that. So now we've got, 50 carbs in a bowl of cereal with milk on it? Well, I don't know, Savannah, if you had the choice of eating a bowl of cereal with milk on it and a medium order of French fries.
Definitely the French fries.
Definitely the French fries. And guess what? It's the same amount of carbs for a medium order of French fries. So, you know, we get to make a lot of choices now with our devices. One of the things that I would encourage new diabetics, although you girls didn't ask me any questions, ladies didn't ask me any questions, if I had advice for a new diabetic, it would be learn to count carbs.
Yes. Yes.
Number one, learn to count carbs. Years ago, you were given amount of exchanges and a calorie intake for the day. You really didn't have the carb counting. You could have the bread, or you could have the ice cream, or. So I'm thrilled. And again, want to thank everybody who is doing everything that they can to support JDRF. Now, Macy, I want to talk about the window on the south side of the square, and I'm going to have you do that.
All right, so on the south side of the square, we have a couple of our auction items there. We have a big Busch Light smoker in there. There's some hunting chairs, a bicycle. I mean, you just swing by there every day and there's something new in that window.
And these are the auction items that will be available to buy at the JDRF fundraiser. And Macy, usually your mom, Jen Romanko, puts something into the auction. Is she planning anything this year?
Oh yeah, she has a couple things planned.
She does. And usually those are baked items from her lovely kitchen, right?
Yes.
And I follow you on Facebook, and I have to say, Macy, I love your sense of humor. And Jen is actually here tonight. Her humility is... Shut that camera off. Stop that. Would you please knock it off while she's rolling out egg noodles or fixing the turkey or stuffing something? The whole time, there's Macy with the camera. Hi, Mom. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us what you're having for dinner tonight, Mom. But you know what? Your mom's got to be a foodie to make it all happen now, doesn't she?
Yes.
The first time the three of us got together, and your mom's 4 or 5, Macy, you and your mom played a game at mealtime. Can you remember talking about that on the air?
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago. But, yeah, when we, like, every time I'd eat, we'd guess how many carbohydrates I'd had, and then...
Yeah, it was how many carbs are in this meal, and you both would give it a guess, right?
Yes.
And then you could take your insulin based on what you both guessed. And do you remember through the years, were you close in the numbers? Were you pretty close to?
Yeah, I mean, over the years, it's became easier, but that first year I was diagnosed, we'd have to look every little thing up, and by now, I mean, it's been 8 years since I've had to look everything up, and it just kind of comes easier to you. Mm-hmm.
We want to thank Macy and Savannah for being here tonight. Another great year of JDRF fundraising. And we want to thank Thunder Country, KIIC, for being so supportive of this benefit. And this is, is this our fourth year together, the three of us?
Yes.
This is a fourth year. So thanks to everybody who comes out and supports this great night of entertainment. It's a fantastic fundraiser. It's a lot of fun. And, you know... If you're a type 2, we got your back too. I'm Beth Hunter. Going to take a break right now for some words from our sponsors and be right back. Wrapping up the KIIC News live at 5.
This is Macy Romanko, and I would just like to give a quick shout out to everyone who has supported JDRF over the years. It truly means a lot to me. The auction items, t-shirt fundraiser, any type of form of donation, I just truly appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Savannah Stalzer. I just want to say thank you to Hy-Vee for helping put on all these fundraisers, to KIIC for having us here, and for everybody who plans on attending the Benefit Bash.
I'm Beth Hunter, thanking you for setting your dial to 96.7 Thunder Country KIIC, and for everyone who has supported this great fundraiser in the past and will be with us again this year. We will see you soon. This has been the KIIC News Live at 5.